This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It is 2:06, and I cannot thank you enough for joining me for the last hour of the Shaletta Show. We have such a fun, jam-packed hour. We have guests every segment because there's so much going on in our community that we have got to tell you about. Big shout out to Lindsay Brown, who is back at the historic WCCO studio, making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline, and our friend Al Schock bringing us the latest on news, weather, traffic, and information. And I just told my kids, listen, as soon as this show over, because I am in Cottage Grove in the basement studio, they're watching Wicked now, which is why you don't hear them making any noise. I said, listen, we're going to put our shoes and our coats and hat and gloves on, and we're going to Target because we got to do our shopping for the week, because 2 inches of snow is coming. It's going to be -4 tomorrow, and I'm not going to be inclined to get out in this foolishness and try to slip and slide up and down these streets to get my groceries. So we're going to go today as soon as the show is over, and we're going to watch all the excitement from the window while we sip on our hot chocolate and our hot tea, because we're not going out there in it. But one thing I want you to do is get out there. And we are so close to the commemoration of the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I want you to get out there and celebrate his life this year more than ever before. January 20th is a Monday, is a day of service, is a day on and not a day off. And one person who has been out here doing the work and fighting the good fight is Miss Rose McGee. And I tell you, Miss Rose is incredible. She has taken her sweet potato comfort pies all over the country, passing them out and gifting them to people during civil unrest where injustice has taken place. But she also uses those pies to honor the birthday of Dr. King. And she is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I don't care what Chad Hartman says, Miss Rose, I have not talked to you this year, so I have to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Beautiful.
Now, Miss Rose, everybody is looking for a way to honor Dr. King. We talked to Miss Laverne earlier. She invited people to the MLK breakfast sponsored by General Mills benefiting United Negro College Fund. But you've been doing a very unique event in Golden Valley for quite a long time. It's gotten national attention because it's so unique. And I want to make sure that people know what you are doing and what you've got going on.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you taking the time to help us tell the story each year. You've done that. I can remember times sitting and watching the pies being baked on that Saturday of that weekend that we're getting ready to make those pies, the number of pies that Dr. King's age is. And talking to you on the radio as the space where we're baking the pies is smelling like goodness. And so just thank you for every year of that. This year we are in a different space, and I just appreciate our ability to move around, and you know, people want us to come and make the pies there. So on Saturday, the 18th, we will make pies at Normandale Lutheran Church out in Edina. And they have opened up their kitchen. We'll be making 96 pies.
Because Dr. King would have been 96 years old.
Yes, and it's hard to believe when you see, you know, this handsome young person making these speeches, and, you know, most of them, he's like in his late
30s,
middle to late 30s. And the idea of being so profound and leaving so much for us behind to still live up to is just amazing. And that's actually our theme, upholding our beloved community. Comfort pies build stronger ties. We believe that comfort pies build stronger ties. So we use this sweet potato pie, which is what I consider to be the sacred dessert of Black culture, as a way of connecting all people together, as a way of people coming and listening to each other, understanding how they can leave and be more in their communities, more beloved in their communities. That's our goal. And we're so, so blessed that we offer this as a free event for people to attend. And we appreciate our sponsors who have really chipped in there to help us make that possible this year in a beautiful space so that people can come and have an enjoyable moment together and learn from each other and share.
Okay, now before we move any further, you got to tell us who those sponsors are, because I definitely want to send them a shout out for the work that they do to build community, to put this on. People can come and bake these 96 pies. It is free for them. And we are baking and connecting and becoming one community. It is so important now more than ever that we find spaces where we can get together and we can talk and we can communicate and we can share stories and share spaces. And so, Ms. Rose, you got to give a shout out to these sponsors.
Well, I can certainly try and share with you. Black Collectives stepped right in there right away. Black Collectives, you've heard of them already, I'm sure. And they were phenomenal. King Arthur Baking Company out of Vermont. King Arthur has just been a wonderful friend of Sweet Potato Comfort Pies since, particularly since COVID began. The Minnesota Humanities Center, doing some excellent work over there. Kevin Lindsay is the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation, they've just been phenomenal too. Then we've got the Golden Valley Community Foundation. I really have to say a special shout out to them, because when Sweet Potato Comfort Pie first started, that's who we started under. That was our fiscal agent, the Golden Valley Community Foundation. And then each time we do this event, since the beginning, we've had the Golden Valley League of Women Voters on premises so that they could register people to vote. And they, too, have been just, you know, great to be there with us. I mentioned the Normandale Lutheran Church. But this year, we also got Westopolis. Are you familiar with Westopolis?
No. I saw that and was going to ask you who they were.
Westopolis is this new, wonderful combination of St. Louis Park and Golden Valley. So West of Minneapolis is what it stands for. So Westopolis they've got a phenomenal thing. They're just great. So you'll have to look them up. And
I will. And Stephanie, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Stephanie Hansen, who does Stephanie's Dish.
Yeah, that's my sister. Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, your sister came through. Do you hear me?
She always does.
She always does. Yes, she did. And one of the things I want to say about her, she was so inspired over the fact that we were going to do more music this year. And really uplift the celebration with music. And the keynote this year really are the people themselves, because we're giving them more time to talk. That's what they want to do is talk. And so she wanted to sponsor the music, you know, whoever we were going to have as our key, and that will be Miss Jamela Pettiford and her group.
And oh,
so
wonderful.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we've got the Golden Valley, the city of Golden Valley, of course. Lunds and Byerly's, I can't talk about them enough. They have been sponsoring, supplying, rather, our ingredients. All of those sweet potatoes, all of those eggs, and all the butter. You know those ingredients cost money. And
right.
I'm just so thankful that they are still able to do that this year, given, you know, all the rumors about the cost of things rising. But I just appreciate it, and that's what we do. There's an organization called PRISM that's out here that we recognize as a partner because of the wonderful support that they've given us over the years. And also, one of the things I have to say about all of this, this is our 10th anniversary. So
wow.
we're trying to acknowledge. Can you believe that? And at least
it's been 10
five
years.
Of them. Yeah, at least five of them. You've been talking to me every year.
I have been talking to you every year because I want people to know about this, and I want you guys to get out there and support Miss Rose McGee and Sweet Potato Comfort Pies. It is 2:16. You are listening to The Shaletta Show, and we will be right back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It is 2:19, and honey, let me tell you something. Y'all saw the Beyonce Bowl on Christmas Day during that Houston Texans NFL football game. Well, I had the Shaletta Bowl on Almanac on TPT last night. If you did not get to see me riding on that white horse doing my monologue, I suggest that you go online and look at the clip because it is hilarious. And with everything going on in this world right now, you need something to put a smile on your face and a chuckle in your heart. Now, I want to talk about something that is so important right now, is that our young people are coping and trying their best to manage mental health needs. And one of the things that they're doing is avoiding going to school. But there's a workshop that will teach parents and other folks, caregivers, grandparents, aunts and uncles, positive interventions to help young people who struggle with school avoidance. And it will also help with the anxiety, their challenging behaviors. And here's the thing that touched my heart the most, special education. Who's putting this on? My friends at Pacer Center, who do an amazing job at helping to equip parents and caregivers and therapists and teachers and family members and stakeholders with the tools we need to help our children have a better quality of life. And Laura Jean is on the phone line with me right now. She's a public policy coordinator at Pacer Center. She is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And this, online workshop is happening on January 15th at noon. Laura Jean, thank you so much for being here. How can people get signed up?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, they can go to our website and there's a link on our workshop page and they can just sign up for free right there.
Okay, give us the website, because there's some folks driving and some people have already texted me because they are experiencing this in their own lives.
Yeah, so if they just go to pacer.org/CMH/workshops.asp, mm-hmm. you'll find the link for that workshop. And it goes right to the registration page.
And, you know, I am so glad that you are doing this, Laura. I had my cousin Sandra call me, and she asked me if I would pray for her. And I said, well, what is going on? She said, my high school student, Alexander, he does not want to go to school. Mm-hmm. I have to physically get him in the car every day and physically get him into school. And I thought that was an isolated incident until I was dropping off my middle schooler a couple months ago, and one of the parents, her clothes were disheveled and she and her son were tussling and struggling all the way to the door, and everybody in the school was waiting to receive her, and she just looked at them and she said, I got him here. And I didn't realize that school avoidance was a real issue in our young people who are struggling with mental health challenges. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it is a huge issue, and it's one that's been growing over time. We get calls all the time from families that are having school avoidance, and it can look different. Like kind of what you've described are some of the more extreme situations where it's a struggle to even get them to the building. But it can look very different for different students. And so this workshop will really do a deep dive into helping parents and those attending just understand kind of what that can look like across that spectrum and continuum for different students, whether it's difficulty getting to the school building, difficulty staying in the classroom, or causing more disruptive behaviors that get them sent out of the classroom. It can look like a lot of different things, but what we like to stress is that school avoidance is really the symptom. And so what we try to help families do then is to try to figure out what is the underlying need and those unmet needs that need to get addressed to reduce that school avoidance.
And, you know, it can be something as simple as I don't feel good. I when mm-hmm. you said that about the extreme cases, I thought about one time my son Brandon was being bullied and he was like, I don't feel good. My stomach hurts. And he did that 2 days in a row. But Sean noticed that he was fine and good and everything until it was time to go to school. And he just instinctively, with the spirit of discernment, said, son, is something wrong?
Right.
And that's when he opened up. And so, you know, it's almost like if your stomach is hurting or you have a pimple or you have a cramp in your leg, there may be some other issues, some underlying issues that's causing this to happen. Talk to me what people can expect to learn in this workshop that's taking place on January 15th at noon.
Yeah. So in the workshop, we'll really focus, like I said, on that deeper dive of really understanding what is school avoidance and kind of what it can look like for different students. And then digging into why does this happen, and then how can we help, right? For a student that already has an IEP and is in special education, you know, working with that IEP team to look mm-hmm. at what changes, if any, need to be made to better support them, you know, if we understand what's going on. If they don't have an IEP or 504 plan for some accommodations related to disability, do we need to have a discussion about is that warranted at this time? And what other kind of mental health supports does the school offer? Meeting with a guidance counselor or social worker or school psychologist is sometimes an option. And then also thinking about sometimes they need those therapeutic supports outside of school, particularly for those students that you can't get to the door and you can't get them out mm-hmm. of the house, right? Mm-hmm. School can only do so much. And so sometimes we also need to work with our providers outside of school to get our children well enough to get to that point where we can get them in the building.
And who is going to be hosting? Is this going to be a question and answer session? Is there an yeah. expert that you will have addressing these issues? I'm getting questions from people who yes. want to know who they'll be hearing from.
Yeah. So two of our staff members, Karen Malka and Jeannie Claire, will be hosting this workshop. They're both parent advocates and have personal experience with children with mental health needs. I do as well. And so they'll be hosting this, and we've kind of changed it up a little bit, so it's about 40 minutes of presentation time, and then we have about 20 minutes for question and answer, so that there's a lot of discussion time, because we really find that parents really want that time to connect and to share mm-hmm. And get information that's a little more specific. If it's too specific to their situation, we ask that they call PACER Center and get connected with an advocate who can really help them with their unique needs.
Okay, now tell me again how people can get registered and signed up for this free event.
Yeah, so on our website, we have a registration page. You just go to pacercenter.org. There's a workshop page with a link to the registration.
I appreciate this so much. There's so many parents and grandparents and caregivers, because you're looking for answers. Sometimes you're ashamed or afraid to say something. You think this is right. unique to you and nobody else is going through it. And to have Pacer be so in tuned with what is going on with our children. And then to say, hey, we're going to do something about it and equip you with the tools and the resources you need, because this is not the end. This is not it. It can get better, right?
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. And the other thing I just want to point out is sometimes families don't know that it falls into that category of school avoidance, right? If they're having disruptive behaviors at school that then get them suspended and sent home, sometimes that's school avoidance as well, but it might not seem that way at first, right? So again, you know, getting connected with an advocate who can help them kind of address their questions and concerns can help them better understand what the needs are and how to move forward with the school.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I hope people will sign up, share this information. There are some educators who listen to this show every week, and I pray that they will share it with their counselors so they can share this with parents. Thank you so much, Ms. Laura Jean. She is the Public Policy Coordinator over at Pacer Center, and she's been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We'll be right back. It is 2:33. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, Chad Hartman and I had a conversation on the radio yesterday. And I said, listen, Chad, I'm not interested in dating right now. He was like, oh, we got to hook you up with somebody. We don't want you to be lonely. And I was like, listen, bro, there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. But if finding a new boo is on your bingo card for 2025, I want to make sure that you hear from and are connected to the love engineer, Alex Merritt. She has got an event coming up that you definitely want to make sure you are locked and loaded into. It is virtual. It is available. And she is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Alex, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I don't care what Chad Hartman says. Happy New Year. Okay. Happy New Year to you. I don't care if it's the 11th. Amen. Amen.
Oh, now, I mean, we're going to do it to the end of the month. I agree.
How about that? How about that? We'll stop on February 1st. That's when I'll stop. That's the new rule. You are the love engineer, but you are an actual engineer. Alex, how did you begin to call yourself the love engineer?
You know, it's one of those things, funny that it chose me. I didn't choose it. I was telling somebody about what I was doing in this whole passion to help us learn how to love and be loved. And he asked me, he was like, are you a psychologist? I was like, no, I'm actually a mechanical engineer. And he just looked at me and was like a love engineer? And I was like, yes, like a love engineer. So it actually found me, but it is perfect to describe again my passion and my commitment, because, again, engineers solve problems. You tell people all the time, it's like, we don't have to have created the problem, but we are really good at helping you identify tools to solve them.
And the love engineer is all about helping people have healthier relationships, whether that is marriage or they are dating. You have a popular podcast. Tell us the name of your podcast so people can go and subscribe and check it out.
So the I Declare Love podcast and Love Engineering really is about helping you in love and be loved within yourself, because the foundation for all great relationships is self-love, which we so often overlook.
Absolutely overlook, because we're too busy trying to find that external stuff.
Indeed. And so Love Engineering, the premise of that is making sure we have the, because I mean, that's how society teaches us. They teach us to go find love, which is the challenge. Because the reality is that you can actually create it. And my whole heart is about making sure we got the tools, the skills, and understanding to be able to cultivate love within ourselves. So then that way it becomes easy to attract love to us in all other areas.
Okay. Now you have got a workshop coming up on January 16th at 7 p.m. It is in person, and it's virtual. The five biggest mistakes that keep smart women stuck and single. That is on January 16th at 7 p.m. So if you are a smart woman and you're trying to figure out, what is it? Is it me? Is it them? Why am I still single and everybody around me is married? I don't want to be the only one at the Christmas party, not booed up. I am ready to settle down and grow old with the person that I love. But, you know, it is, you know, people need some new relationship tools. And that's what you are offering, right?
That's exactly right. It's really that. And I know some, you know, my folks are like, I'm not stuck. And I don't mean stuck in like you can't move forward in any other area of life. But the truth is many smart, ambitious women, most of us, you know, killing it in the career game, killing it in the community game. When it comes to relationships, like, I don't like, what is happening? How do I move forward with that? So that's what I mean by that. It's like wanting to break through so that you can attract a great relationship.
Yes. Okay. So this is coming up. It's a virtual offering. It is taking place on January 16th at 7 p.m. I hope you did not come on my show and you don't have any spaces left, because I know spaces were filling up. I saw you on Channel 4 and everybody ran out. You do still have spaces left for this 5 mistakes that smart women make that keep them stuck and single that you're offering online, right?
Yes, we have a few spaces left, but definitely getting there. Because, again, like I said, it's an intimate crowd. Because, again, this ain't...
Right.
But that's what I want. So there are a couple spots left. And definitely, again, for women who know that, you know, on a vision board, they got a relationship or they're looking for a great partnership. And, like, but want to know, you know, what are the small tweaks? Because it's not major. Because, again, there's nothing wrong with us. It really is just something wrong oftentimes with what we believe and what we do when it comes to how we show up in the relationship world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so I am excited about this. I may jump off in there, because just in case the Lord drops my boo out of heaven, I want to be ready and prepared. And I don't want to show up, you know, because the thing is that some of us who are newly divorced, we want to get back out there. We don't even know how the game work. Like, are we supposed to text you back? Are we supposed to initiate? Do we split the bill? It's like, I don't even know, like, what I'm supposed to be doing, because everything is so digital now. You know, you back when I was there, you had to be at home and get a call, and if you weren't home, you missed the call. And y'all might be playing phone tag, and now you have 24/7 access to people. And how much of that access do you use before you start looking needy? See, I need all this stuff, girl, because I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. And it's just that, and you are not even, and even in the digital world is definitely different. And more than that, just again, how do we define what we really want? So there's not even like clarity on what actually do you want in a relationship? What do you need? What is that? So the mistakes, again, like that, are not even, you know, the tactics of, you know, hips, lips, fingertips. There's some people can do that. It's really about what's my heart's desire and where is my commitment and goals, if you will, for being in a great relationship. And so it's helping get to that. Like, because, again, you know, somebody can teach you how to make a meal. I'll help let them do that. But again, my heart thing is about how to help you make love so that it lasts. And so that you are fulfilled in it, because getting somebody is one thing. Wanting to be with somebody you get is a different thing.
Right. Because I don't want to make no more mistakes. You know, we on the other end of 50 and, you know, we don't have a lot of time. And so one thing that I don't want to do is waste time with somebody that I don't feel like is compatible, or waste time doing something that is counterproductive. And so I'm excited about these 5 tips that you're going to be offering, this virtual workshop that's happening on January 16th at 7 p.m. Okay, so somebody just texted me. They're like, okay, girl, where do I give her my money? Because I'm throwing it. How can people sign up?
So you can go to bit.ly/5mistakesALM and get your tickets there. It's a real quick link. You can go out to loveengineer.com, grab your links there. It is super fun, super exciting. Like I said, definitely for smart women who are like, this is my year for love.
I love it. Okay. You can go on Alex's website, go to that bit.ly link, sign up. Also, bring your girlfriends, because I'm tired of talking to y'all. I'm tired of us getting on the phone talking about this. There's an expert who has some answers, because obviously we don't have the answers because we all sitting on the phone single, right? Okay. So we need to get to somebody who has these answers. And Alex, I just thank you for not taking this information and just having healthy relationships for yourself and your immediate circle, but sharing the knowledge that you have as an engineer and a love coach so that we can all have healthier relationships.
We all deserve that. I'm completely convinced that in our community, and just beyond, like, I don't care what the problem is, love is a part of the solution.
Yes.
And being able to cultivate that in our relationships is really, really important. And so I'm super grateful that I tell God sometimes, like, thank you for choosing me and using me, because like, we just never learn. Nobody taught us how to love. Nobody taught us how to do great relationships. Nobody. And but we learned how to do everything else, and so now we get to learn together to be able to build it. Because again, it doesn't all have to be fairy tales and pixie dust. There is science behind that. There's an art to love and relationships, and there's a science. And I am grateful to be able to teach the science of it.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for teaching it to us. Alex Merritt joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Alex, thank you for joining us. And I want to get to this weather advisory that we have. There is a moderate weather advisory in Polk, Barron, and Rusk counties. What's expected? Total snow accumulations between 2 and 5 inches in Barron, Polk, and Rusk counties from 6 p.m. this evening until 6 p.m. on Sunday. The folks in that area who are listening, who count on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, I want y'all to plan on slippery road conditions. And again, like I told y'all, I'm as soon as this show is over, I am getting up out of here so that I can get to the store. Because the meteorologists are saying that we have this winter weather advisory, not just for West and Central Minnesota this afternoon through tomorrow, with the snowfall totals in 3 to 5 inches, but we may see up to 2 in our own communities here in the metro area. And so if you got an opportunity to get out today, now might be the time for you to run those errands and do those things you need to do so that, you know, if something happens and all these models are modeling and we get a little bit more snow than we're expecting, you'll be straight. Right in the house with your kids. You don't want to run out of anything. And so get out there, get what you need while the roads are kind of clean and clear so that you don't put yourself and your family in harm's way. And speaking of family, my work husband, Steve Thompson, is coming up next. It's easy to talk to him, easy to be around him because he's just such a cool dude. My friend Steve Thompson is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline for the last segment of the Shaletta Show. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Shaletta, how are you? The kind words, I don't deserve that.
Well, you know how much I love you. I tell you, you have just always taken such good care of me and been such a great listening ear and a good friend since we met all those years ago when I started at CCO Radio.
Well, you are a generous soul and do so much great work in the community. It's an honor to be considered your friend.
Well, listen, are we gonna be friends with the Vikings after this game? What I mean, Steve, you gotta give me your best guess on what's about to happen. I mean, we should have beat Detroit. Last time we talked, you said they was beat up, they was banged up, they hadn't had no rest. We had rest. We had all our players, our key guys. We were firing on all cylinders, and somehow we couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, Sam Darnold had a bad game. His worst game since the game down in Jacksonville. Now, the Vikings won that game over a bad Jaguars team, but Sam Darnold was not good that day. And since then, he had played really well. I did not see the game in Detroit coming. I thought it would be very competitive. Now, as we talked about a week ago, that I felt, hey, you know, Lions could win, Vikings could win. I felt it would come right down to the wire, and it would be very close. Unfortunately, Darnold missed too many plays. The Vikings made too many mistakes early in the ball game, and then eventually the Lions. Now, you got to give Dan Campbell and this Lions team a lot of credit. They have an outstanding offense, and they are beat up on defense. They have lost a number of key players on both sides of the ball. But these guys play very hard for Dan Campbell. They love that coach, and they are a talented group, even with all the injuries. So make no mistake, the Detroit Lions are a contender and have been all year. Question is, how do the Vikings respond to what happened on Sunday night in front of the whole world?
Final in front of the whole world.
Yeah. I mean, it's the final game of the regular season. It's Sunday Night Football, the number one show on television, et cetera, et cetera. How do they bounce back against the Rams on Monday night? Now the game will be in Arizona, as we know, due to those horrible fires in the L.A. area. And I just don't know. For Sam Darnold and his future, this is a gigantic game. If he follows it up with another bad one, that's going to be a big challenge. And, you know, what's his future look like? So for Sam Darnold, it's a very important game, and obviously a playoff game is important for the team.
All right. It's a lot. It's a lot. And then, Steve, they've got to move the game because of these wildfires. There's so much, you know, just backstory with it and drama behind it and around it. You know, it's a lot for the Vikings coming off that loss, having the game moved. You know, it's a lot mentally. And I know, you know, a large portion of, you know, this level of sports and competition is mental.
Yeah. For the Vikings, I'm not as worried about the game being moved because it's still a road game and they got to get on a plane and go somewhere. And the flight to Phoenix and the flight to L.A., I've been on both. They're about the same. It takes about the same amount of time. They get in, they check into the hotel, they go do their walk through, and they get ready for a road game. I think it's more impactful on the Rams, who are playing in a home game. And I would assume some of these players, you know, may have lost a home, may have had family or friends impacted by these terrible fires. It's just hard to fathom what these poor people are going through in the L.A. area with these fires. So I think for the Vikings, in reality, they are preparing for the Rams. And a road game's a road game that they have got to go on the road. So, you know, for the Vikes, I wouldn't be so concerned. And the fact that it is on a Monday night, they got at least an extra day. They played Sunday night. Now they play on a Monday night. So
Steve, another big game where all the eyes are on them. We can't lose again like that. I mean, this was a Sunday night game, last game of the season. Everybody's watching. Same with Monday night freaking football. This is a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. And all these teams now in the playoffs are good teams. Some are still better than others. I mean, you've got the two-time defending world champs, Kansas City. You look at Buffalo. You look at Detroit. You look at Philly as maybe being the top four, the way things stand right now. I will say, though, that the Vikings have an opportunity if Sam Darnold can play well. Defensively, they play pretty well under Brian Flores. There's a lot of interest now in him being a head coach. A number of teams have contacted him about their head coaching job, et cetera. But, you know, you get in the playoffs, you have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. But it is imperative Darnold plays better.
Okay, now on to real serious topics. Are you going to see this Bob Dylan movie?
I don't know. I kind of have some Bob Dylan songs in my Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know just because of the mixed reviews.
And I know, that's what I was saying. It was just, you know, you just don't know what to expect.
Yeah, and I don't base everything on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, I use that as a guideline.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
If everybody hates it, I'm not going to spend the money. If there are mixed reviews, I might take it in. Now, for instance, we went into Wicked. Aaron dragged me along to go see Wicked.
You had 3 hours?
We did, and I'm glad I bought the large soda and the large popcorn because I needed it. But I thought it was great. I don't know about the Bob Dylan movie. I might. I don't know. But there's so much football on this weekend. Maybe down the road.
Okay. All right. And you know, that's what my kids are doing now because it's my weekend. You know, we're doing the every other weekend thing. And so they were like, what are we going to do while you're on the radio? And so Wicked is streaming now. Steve, you remember when movies would come out and it take darn near a year for you to get a VHS tape, right? Wicked was in theaters debut just a couple of months ago, and they're downstairs now watching Wicked. That's why my whole house is quiet. It sounds like I got nobody in here. Why? Because Glinda the Good Witch and Elphaba are babysitting my kids right now. So they are downstairs watching Wicked and living their best life. It this takes nothing for these movies to come out on the streaming.
Well, yeah. Remember you needed to know somebody at Blockbuster?
Right. Yeah. Hold it. Put it aside for me. I'm on the way. Don't let anybody rent it.
Yeah, the good old days.
The good old days. Well, you got a good old show coming up. I know you're going to give everybody the update on the weather warning and advisories going on throughout the state and the 1 to 2 inches coming here. And y'all stay here. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up next. Have a great weekend.